Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week on Radio Gallery, we're joined by local artist Sue Rauschenfels, who has a series of watercolor paintings downtown Duluth at Lake Superior Bakehouse.
My name is Sue Rauschenfels, and I mostly work in watercolor, but I also love mixed media, so I do a lot of watercolor with collage, and I do also work in acrylic. I'm learning to do a little more of that.
And you have a show currently.
Yes, actually I have a couple of places. Right now my work can be seen, I think I've got maybe 15 pieces or so, up at the Vanilla Bean up in Two Harbors, and I also have an exhibit at Lake Superior Bakehouse downtown.
Tell us about what's in the show at the Bakehouse here in Duluth.
I'd shown there before a year ago, and I try to make sure that all of the work that I put up were fresh and new, and mostly I've got a couple of landscapes of birch trees, some fun collage pieces that are kind of colorful and whimsical with ladies, a couple of three best friends I call besties, several just watercolor, the rest probably have collage going with them as well, but I like them for texture.
Talk about your process of working. Do you work in, you know, in a studio, spread out in your dining room? Do you have a space? How do you like to create?
I am fortunate enough to have a small studio, a room right in our home, and I've got some beautiful big windows, so I like to have a lot of direct light. And I often work with music. I like all kinds of different types of music, but sometimes I just leave things quiet with windows open. I can hear the lake. We live near a lake and birds. But I do like to work solo. I mean, I have created with other folks, but I think I do my best work, or I feel good about making art when I'm by myself. I've actually belonged to a couple of art clubs and then also Lake Superior Watercolor Society, and it's really a great place to connect with other artists and talk about tips and secrets and what they've been up to. However, to paint with a group, I think it can be a little bit distracting.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to watercolor as your medium? Were you a drawer first, or?
No, I think I've always been such an admirer of watercolor. It's just such a free medium. It just looks so easy, and it just flows. But it really isn't as easy as it looks. But I've always admired art, and when I was busy working, raising children, and actually glad I went back to school at the same time, I just didn't have a lot of time for myself. But I always thought, someday, I'm going to learn how to watercolor. And so when I retired from UMD, I decided that was something I couldn't wait to do it. And yes, there was an artist, Betsy Kuth, lived nearby where I did, in the neighborhood in Chester Park. And so I often admired, she'd do some sales out of her home, and I really liked her loose approach with her work, and that just further, I think, propelled me into studying it. So I took a lot of classes and learned from a lot of well-known artists in town that I just admire their work, and I think I have found my own voice. It took a while, but not too long, maybe only 6-7 years, I've only been painting, so I've come a long way.
Well, how fun is it to now be exhibiting your work?
It is really fun. What I love about it is if somebody can find something that they really, it just speaks to them, or they can just see that they have a connection with something I've created, I just love that.
You can see the work of local painter Sue Rauschenfels this month at Lake Superior Bakehouse in Duluth and the Vanilla Bean in Two Harbors. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.